Starting next year, New Jersey state test results will no longer be a prerequisite for students to obtain a high school diploma, though students will nonetheless continue to take state tests in language, arts, and math. To learn more, let's go to school with John Mooney, NJ Spotlight founding editor and education reporter. And John, thanks for joining us once again.
Always a pleasure.
So what's the purpose of taking tests from the state if they're not going to be required for a diploma? This is a break of tradition that started in 1989.
Yeah, we are moving, like many places, to the new nationally developed tests. They're called the PARC testing, the Partnership for Assessment on Career and College Readiness. And these are going to be new tests that are going to be supposedly more rigorous. They're going to be more extensive as well. And with that transition to new testing, which makes everyone nervous, the state is suspending its current exit requirement that you pass a high school test to graduate. And for current 8th, 9th, and 10th graders, they'll get a chance to sort of phase into this and transition into this. And then presumably that state requirement will kick back in for the current 7th graders in a few years' time. But I guess we're going to see how it goes in the next 3 years to make that determination.
And even the Assistant Commissioner of Education, Barry Ehrlichson, conceded to some nervousness and confusion likely to roll out in the short term.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you bring in a new test, it's shown in a variety of places and grades as well, where you're going to see a really big drop in test performance. They're usually raising the bar when they bring in the new tests, and as such, there's some catching up to do. And so there typically has been a drop. New York saw a massive drop with its new testing. All of this is aligned to these new standards. They're called the Common Core State Standards, that, you know, the whole point of them is to make it more rigorous and get more out of our kids.
But that brings up the tried and true argument that if you have centralization of standards, it makes it more difficult for teachers to teach in a specific district and school.
Well, that's going to be the argument. This is happening in a lot of states. The Common Core standards, I think, have been adopted in 45 states. That fluctuates a little bit, but vast majority of states have adopted them. And with them come new testing. And there's a couple versions of them. In New Jersey is the PARC testing. And we're about as close as we've ever been to a national, certainly national standards and a national curriculum and national testing. We'll see how states react to it as the consequences start coming down, and some states really not faring as well as maybe they thought they did, and some districts not faring as well, and certainly even some kids not faring as well.
Though even at this late date toward implementation, even some New Jersey lawmakers are a bit nervous.
Well, because it's making a lot of you're hearing a lot of it this year, especially in schools, and teachers are talking about it, and principals are talking about it, and certainly Chris Christie is talking about it. And it's been around for a few years. The state actually adopted the standards back in 2010, but there was a slow phase in, and there was always the eye on 2014-15 is where the tests would begin. And now that's almost here, and that's why you're really hearing the questions, and those questions are getting relayed to legislators, even Republicans, who are coming back at the administration saying, what does this mean? How much is it going to cost? How do I deal with my constituents who are asking these questions?
Now back to the kids. They'll still be taking separate tests in language, arts, and math.
Yeah, it's a different kind of test. In New Jersey, what we're used to is we've had it for, as you said, since 1989 in one version or another, is a single comprehensive test in high school. And at one point it was 9th grade and then moved to 10th and then 11th, where it is now. It's a single test that's given over a course of days in language, arts, and math. And at one point there was a science component to it as well. And now we're moving in high schools to what they call end-of-course assessments or end-of-course tests, which are going to be annual, presumably in 9th, 10th, and 11th grades. And it's what you learned that year. And in math, it's going to be Algebra 1, Geometry, Algebra 2. And in language arts, it's more age-appropriate, grade-appropriate in terms of what you learned in terms of reading and writing and the critical thinking that comes with it. So these are very different kinds of tests. They don't take as long in that given year. It's not over a course of many days. But obviously now it's going to be an annual event in high schools.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
John Mooney, NJ Spotlight founding editor and education reporter on Newsworks Tonight.